Expressway.
So I was on the LIE at Utopia Parkway when all of a sudden the clouds started turning from a grayish sky to black and then a grayish green. We experienced a little hail. There was some swirling winds ahead of us. And in the aftermath, there was branches scattered all over the road. A couple of trees down, one covering the right and center lanes. Another one with a couple of cars in the left-hand lane. And again, one had to maneuver through the damages all over to get further out eastbound.
All right, that gentleman telling us about problems in the area of Utopia Parkway and the LIE. We had earlier reports, very large trees down there. Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz spoke with us just a little while ago.
4th Avenue in downtown Brooklyn, actually bordering Gowanus and Parksville Pit, very bad. And all the side streets between 3rd Avenue, 4th Avenue, 5th Avenue, I can't see up beyond that. But there is no question as you travel down 4th Avenue, trees have destroyed cars, scaffolding has fallen down, street signs are down, and debris is all over the place. So quite a few blocks are closed off to traffic because the trees are down. That also includes State Street between Nevins and 3rd.
More now from the Brooklyn Borough President, Marty Markowitz, as he surveys the damage.
Yes, on 4th Avenue, which is between Gowanus Park Slope into Sunset Park, and there seems to be significant damage with trees falling and broken right in half, sheared right in half, damages on cars, scaffolding that was on buildings down, the cars destroyed, streets closed. When you travel on 4th Avenue from east to west,
reporter Dave Carlin from CBS2 just a couple of minutes ago was reporting from downtown Brooklyn, where he makes some visual references in his reports, but his descriptions of what he saw is very compelling. Take a listen.
Here in downtown Brooklyn, this storm whipped in and whipped out, and look what it did. Now, this is a tree you're looking at that is as tall or taller than the brownstones along here. They are 4 stories high, and this large tree went right down on 3 cars. You're seeing some of the cars. If we can zoom in and show you, there are 3 there. One really took the brunt of it, and all the windows are smashed. Now, we're going to pull back out because not only did this tree hit those 3 cars, you're going to see what it did to the entrances. In fact, this gentleman right here, yonder he goes. Are we seeing that? Yeah, under he goes to get to the front door. It's that bad. Now, this tree came down, and as it did, plenty of witnesses here, home, including Lily Rosenthal Williams, who was watching it from the top floor window.
Right there.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me what you saw.
Well, it was really windy, and the sky was, like, yellow and white, and all of a sudden, I just heard a crash, and I look out, and, like, the tree just goes toppling over, and, like, there's wind picking up. And it's just like this big strong tree that's been here for like so long. As you can see, it's like huge. It just topples over and hits 2 cars, and like the alarm goes off. And it's.
What did you do then? Was your mother home?
I was just home with my brother. I got nervous and I took him into. We have a small room in there, and I called my mother and I was like, a tree just fell. There's glass breaking in our house. We got really nervous, but we called and stuff, and we had our his babysitter Marie come home right away.
Explain to me how long this storm lasted. From our vantage point, as we were on the BQE, it came and it went very quickly.
Yeah, it was really quick. I'd say about like 10, 15 minutes, like at the tops, like, and then it just breezed out. But like right smack dab in the middle, it was the hardest. It hit the hardest. The hail, it was really huge. And like it dented a hole. We have a skyline at the top, and it was that big that it like was able to crash through.
You're young, you're a teenager. Ever experienced anything like this? The wild, wicked weather that you just experienced?
No, this is like the first time. It's really crazy. I never knew a storm could be like this.
We are very glad that you and your brother are safe. And right now, your neighborhood has a lot of cleaning up to do. This tree right here, the goal right now is to obviously get in, chop it up, and get it out of here. The goal for traffic agents all over this area is getting traffic, rush hour traffic, around this big mess and keep everyone safe in the aftermath of this wicked storm. Live in downtown Brooklyn, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
And Dave, just hang on one second, please. Getting to Brooklyn from Manhattan, how was the traffic? I mean, were there obstacles in your way getting into the area where you're at?
Not so much obstacles as in things on the BQE, which is where we came from, but the traffic is absolutely jammed. It took us a long time to get to this spot, and 2 hours in traffic from the Bronx. So that gives you an idea of what this is doing to traffic, as well as what it's doing to individual neighborhoods like this with all the debris and the trees down.
And David, I see a light on one of the homes there. Is there power in that neighborhood?
The power is fine. I mean, what you have is a real problem on the streets in terms of traffic. And then, you know, this scene right here is very dramatic, but it's also repeated all over this area, into Park Slope, across Brooklyn, Queens, we're hearing, if I heard that part correctly. So what you have is a massive tree down here, but this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Dave Carlin, CBS 2, along with CBS 2 news anchor Christine Johnson.
All right, so if you're still in your car, hoping to get somewhere, keep your fingers crossed and listen to Tom Kaminsky.
All right, let's go back on over to the closings that we have in Queens, and that's essentially what we're dealing with here is a closing on the Grand Central out around Queens Boulevard. We have only one lane getting by there, flooding, and we have an ongoing police investigation of a fatal crash there. We also had flooding between the LIE and the Kew Gardens interchange. We had the LIE with downed trees out around Casino Boulevard and Utopia Parkway, so we've had lanes closed there. Downed trees on the Cross Island at Bayside Marina, on the Clearview at Northern Boulevard, an overturned vehicle College Point Boulevard at the Whitestone Expressway, and also on the Van Wyck at Jewell Avenue. Gowanus jammed from the inbound of Verrazano Bridge right over to the Prospect. Two overturned trucks still in the process of being cleared there. Flooding in New Jersey on Route 9, Route 33, Route 34. On the subways, we are suspended B, D, M, F, and L trains in New Jersey Transit, 30 minutes into and out of Penn Station, and also an additional 30-minute delay on the North Jersey coastline. LIW.